This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are likely to meet during a G20 summit in Japan at the end of June, and they will discuss trade. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow made the statement on Fox News Sunday. Trump on Friday more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. China had previously imposed taxes on $110 billion of American products, but has not said how it might retaliate against Trump's latest increase in tariffs. VOA's Ira Melman spoke to Philip Levy, a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, about what this means for the American consumer.
Consumers are going to face higher costs when they're buying goods that either were directly made in China or that used parts made in China.
And what about farmers? What about U.S. agriculture?
U.S. agriculture is going to feel the pain. I think they thought that relief was on the way. They've been having a hard time. They've been facing low prices. And I thought they were going to get their hard-won markets back. It doesn't appear to be the case.
According to Kudlow, China has backtracked from some of its commitments and that the sticking point was to ensure Beijing puts the changes it had promised into law. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal, seen as a key step to end the four-year war in Yemen, on Tuesday. The redeployment efforts began Saturday in accordance with an agreement in December reached in Sweden between Yemen's government and the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, according to officials and witnesses. This is